tell the truth and shame the devil.
It's early afternoon when Jack and Mojo pay an unexpected visit to the mask maker's cottage in the woods.
Hello, Squire. How you doing, Mojo?
Just fine. I appreciate the piano.
Well, I figured you'd have some use for it. I just brewed up a pot of Curled Dragon Silvertip.
I hope that's tea you're talking about.
It's tea. And you, Squire?
Oh, sure, thanks. Listen, we know you were involved with Dr. Missoula. In fact, we know about the whole conspiracy between you, Missoula, Chief Wampum, and Wham Bam, or whoever he is.
Wham Bam is an actor.
Yeah, I figured as much.
That's why he can do all those different accents. Mm.
He's also a fine chef. Here you go, Mojo.
Thanks.
Squire?
Yeah, thank you.
How come old Farseeing Art didn't know that it wasn't Wham Bam?
Well, a lot of years passed while Wham Bam was away. And old Art can see far, but he can't see near.
It wasn't really a conspiracy, Squire. We were just trying to help Missoula. He was right, you know?
Well, maybe. We'll see. But right now, I need a favor, and I need it done as quickly as you can.
I'll try.
Can you carve me a mask of Little Frida?
Little Frida?
You don't know what she looks like?
I saw a painting of Little Frida that Lady Giles did.
You mean the one where she's facing the dragon and her pigtails are standing up on end?
That's the one.
I guess that'll have to do.
You know, Madame Trunknose was telling me about the goddess.
Which one?
Oh, anyone. Just any of your normal run-of-the-mill goddesses.
Well, you know, she seems a bit fixated on the idea that this energy, this Ganath, is some kind of a pagan god.
She may have something there.
What? She think we're going to find a goddess to soothe her angry god?
That's close.
You're kidding.
But she got me to thinking about it.
No.
Look, there's a lot of similarities between a goddess and a saint.
Yeah, maybe, but there's still one fundamental difference.
Yeah?
Well, the simple fact that gods aren't human and saints are.
Are they?
What?
Are saints always human?
Well, there's probably some exceptions, like St. Bernard.
St. Bernard. Okay, look. The definition of a saint is one who has died and gone to heaven, but they can still help humans back on earth.
So?
So gods are also in heaven, are they not?
Well, yeah, I suppose.
People pray to saints and people pray to gods.
And what's your point?
The energy is similar.
You mean the energy of their prayers?
Yeah, that too. But what I mean is the energy of the god or saint that helps them and the way that it helps them. That energy is similar.
Yeah, but how do you know that?
Look. If you pray to a god like Ganesha, who moves an obstacle for you, or you pray to some saint who then helps you, what's the difference?
So, if I follow your logic, you're saying Ganesha could also be a saint if it weren't for the fact that he's a Hindu god and he happens to be an elephant.
That's right.
Okay, I'll accept that.
You see, it doesn't matter what we call this thing that's shaking Inverness. We know it's some kind of energy, just as saints and gods are also some kind of energy.
So what are you getting at?
Well, if Saint C's bones are packing enough power, it may not only bring a balance to things here, but also it may be providing a gentle, saintly goddess for the angry god of Inverness.
Interesting theory, Mojo, but you are aware. It's totally crazy.
It's not so crazy when you think about it as male-female energy.
You mean like balancing masculine and feminine energy?
There's a couple of ways of looking at it. Like, how will a masculine pagan god and a female saint get along?
Now that is crazy.
Okay, don't even consider personality. Just think of what it is. Energy. How will pagan earth energy and a human saint's energy mix?
Yeah, and will it mix? Or will this whole place just explode?
Well, what do we got to lose?
You? Nothing. Me? Everything.
Oh, come on.
Look, I just hate to see this place fall apart, that's all.
You know, back when I was in Pompeii, I saw something interesting.
Pompeii? Now, what made you think of Pompeii?
I was thinking of a painting I saw. It was a fresco that had been removed from a wall and put in a museum in Naples.
Yeah?
It was a painting of a wrestling match.
A wrestling match?
Yeah. It was between a devil and an angel. The angel looked like a chubby kind of cherub, and the devil looked like an impish kind of satyr, with little horns and hooves.
Okay, and the point is?
You knew that the little devil or satyr represented our sexual or sensual side, and the angel was our spiritual side, and the two of them were wrestling with each other.
Yeah, just like in real life.
Yeah, but what was fascinating was their expressions. They were having a good time. It was like two good friends who are enjoying the sport.
Really?
Yeah. The ancient people of Pompeii, they knew what we do. We wrestle with ourselves, our own true nature. But they had a sense of humor about it. It was like, okay, since we gotta have this match, we might as well enjoy it.
So it was like the pagan and the saint wrestling it out.
That's right. Like I said, they were old friends enjoying the match.
In the painting, who do you think wins?
It's hard to say.
Oh.
It doesn't matter, because that was only one match. And life is match after match after match.
Rub all those matches together and fire.
That's right. That's how we create light.
He who leaves his house in search of happiness pursues a shadow.
The Mask Man has made a mask of little Frida. He carved it out of that strange organic substance that Dr. Bazula has created, the same stuff that grew into what looked like a giant mushroom. Well, Jack has carried the mask off to the solitude of his room. Jack sits cross-legged upon his bed and tries to relax, to clear his mind, to come to a stop, or at least to slow things down. When his mind finally gets about as calm as it's going to get, he picks up the carved mask of little Frida, the one with the pigtails standing up on end, and holds it before him while trying not to laugh.
Little Frida. Oh, little Frida. Yoo-hoo. Nothing. Oh well, it was worth a try.
And so Jack lays back on his bed, the mask on his chest. But as he starts to slip into Napland...
Jack?
Hmm?
Is that you?
Yeah, it's me, little Frida.
How'd you do that?
I'm talking to a mask.
Really?
Yeah. It's carved out of something rather strange, but I don't have time to go into it right now.
Is it a mask of me?
Yes. The Mask Man carved it. He saw that painting Lady Jowls did of you facing the dragon.
You're talking into that? Wow, that's neat, Jacko.
Listen, you have to come back to Inverness as quickly as you can, and please bring the rest of St. Seymour.
Oh, so she did come in handy, didn't she, Jacko?
That bone saved my life, and believe me, I will never again make fun of you for spending 30 years digging up all of her bones.
That's okay, Jack.
But please, hurry. If this shaking keeps increasing, these towers are going to take off like skyrockets, and there won't be an Inverness to come back to.
Never fear. Me and the bones are on our way.
Oh, good. Thanks, little Frida.
There's one more thing.
What?
There's an old Thai proverb you should know.
Thailand?
Yeah. They say, life is short. We must move very slowly.
Well, that's very nice, little Frida, but
repeat after me, Jack.
What?
Repeat after me. Life is short.
Okay. Life is short.
We must move.
We must move.
Very.
Very.
Slowly.
Slowly.
Bye.
Bye, little Frida.
How did it go?
She's on her way. But when? I don't know. She said life is short. We must move very slowly.
I like that.
I figured you would. But right now, what we need to do is
all little Frida is saying is be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Well, I think I'm going to take a nap.
That's cool.